Australia to implement new crypto licensing requirements. Key points: Australian regulators are preparing to require cryptocurrency exchanges to obtain financial services licenses, extending beyond current digital currency exchange requirements. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, plans to update guidance on how crypto tokens and products should be treated from a regulatory perspective, with draft guidance expected in the coming months. ASIC moves to enhance crypto regulation. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, is set to implement a new licensing regime for cryptocurrency service providers in the country. This move, announced by ASIC Commissioner Alan Kirkland at the Crypto and Digital Assets Summit in Sydney on September 23, 2024, aims to bolster market security and protect investors. According to Kirkland, the new requirements will extend beyond those related to digital currency exchanges, as the regulator considers that the Corporations Act captures most major crypto assets like Bitcoin and Ethereum. The ASIC is preparing to update the Corporations Act's Information Sheet 225 to provide more clarity on the regulatory treatment of particular crypto tokens and certain products. Expanded regulation and industry impact. The upcoming regulatory changes will require local crypto firms to obtain licenses under the Corporations Act, as some of their services are classified as financial products. This move is expected to ensure that crypto firms meet traditional financial standards, including transparency, consumer protection, and anti-money laundering compliance. Commissioner Kirkland emphasized the need for regulation to protect consumers and address market misconduct. He stated, ASIC believes that licensing and its subsequent protections will mitigate risk while bolstering consumer confidence and market integrity, two elements that are crucial in encouraging innovation in the financial system. Timeline and industry feedback. ASIC plans to release updated regulatory guidance in the coming months and will seek industry feedback before the launch. This collaborative approach aims to ensure that the new regulations are both effective and feasible for the crypto industry to implement. Political debate and concerns. While ASIC moves forward with its regulatory plans, some politicians have expressed concerns about the pace of crypto regulation in Australia. Senator Andrew Bragg criticized the current government's approach, arguing that Australia has gone from crypto leader to crypto laggard in the past 2.5 years. Bragg pointed out that the government had completely abandoned the 2022 regulatory framework for crypto asset secondary service providers, CASSP, following the election. He predicted that Australia is unlikely to get any crypto regulation forward in the current parliament term, expressing concern that this delay could stifle innovation and deny Australians the benefits of blockchain technology. Conclusion. As Australia prepares to implement these new licensing requirements for crypto firms, the move is seen as a significant step towards creating a more secure and regulated crypto market in the country. While some industry players may face challenges in adapting to the new regulations, the overall goal is to enhance consumer protection and market integrity in the rapidly evolving world of digital assets.